deeds. His right hand has one duty for him, his holy arm. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all your lands. Break into song, sing praise.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I've called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "It was not you who chose me, but I chose you." It's so true for my situation. I came from a Buddhist family. By hook or by crook, I couldn't be Christian, because my father is the founder of many Buddhist churches in Hong Kong. So you can imagine, if I changed my religion, I betrayed my father. But fortunately, he died before I become a Christian. So it's not because of... I was born during the World War time. Second World War, occupation by the Japanese. You are not there, no? You are in India, still in India? Huh? Not yet born, okay. I was born, then my father died during the war time. So, my first contact as a Buddhist or as a pagan through the songs from a school run by the Anglican church in Kowloon Sai. Every morning they sing the songs. I don't know what, but it's beautiful songs. Anglican is very close to Catholic Church, right? So everything is very familiar to me. Then I asked my mother, who are they? These students every day singing, because my house lived next to the school, very close. Of course, not very. It's a road in between, but still we can hear the singing. It's my mother who told me the first time that these people believe in Jesus Christ who died for us on the cross. This is my first catechism class from Buddhist mother. I don't know how she learned about this, but it keep put into my mind. Eventually, when I went to a Baptist school, Pui Ching school, run by the Baptist church. So I consider myself already a Christian. I don't know what's baptism about, but I told myself, since I knew about Christ through my mother, now I'm studying a Baptist church, Baptist school, so logically, I am a Christian. So every week, I attend the meeting. You can understand the Baptist church is very, very Baptist, no? So very strong faith themselves. But I haven't chance to get baptized in the Baptist church. I couldn't. I don't know why. Because the teachers every year ask the students, those who want to baptize, write their name. So I wrote my name, perhaps unreadable. So nobody asked me, are you ready for baptism? No. As a good student, I never asked the teacher, why you don't ask me? I'm a good student, you know, so keep very obedient. Finally, how do I become a Catholic? Just through the hospital. Because my mother was confined to the hospital, in St. Teresa Hospital, she got the tuberculosis. So she was confined at least for a couple of months. So then I met the sisters of St. Paul the Sharp, and then also the parish priest of that time of St. Teresa Church, Father Carmelite Orlando. He's my first person I met, is a Catholic priest. So when he first met me, I was still a little boy, about 9 years old. He embraced me, so comfortable. He speak bad, you know. So then the first thing he asked, do you want to be baptized? So I told myself, I already waited for 3 years. Now you ask. So the Baptist church lose the chance. The Catholic church got a chance. So I was baptized in the Catholic church. So Jesus, no matter we kept Baptist or Catholic church, we are the same master. We still believe in the same faith, although practice is different. But eventually, when you go to heaven, Jesus will ask, are you a Baptist or a Lutheran? Are you a Catholic church? No, Jesus will ask us these questions. Remember in St. Matthew chapter 25, saying at the last moment of our judgment, the judge says, that means Jesus himself, when I'm hungry, you feed me. When I'm lonely, you accompany me. When I'm sick, you heal me, etc. This is what Jesus expects, that we give what we have, to share. And this is the meaning of his coming to this world. Sharing divine life means love in his way, in Jesus' way. Jesus loves us unconditionally. Jesus is always the first one to give love. So when we try to live the spirit of mutual love, then we are already in his life. Of course, naturally, Jesus expects that we be baptized so that we can receive the sacraments. Through the sacraments, we receive more graces. When we baptize, original sins were dissolved. But since we have to receive the Holy Communion, and that's the best thing Jesus gave us. During the Last Supper, he broke the bread and gave it to disciples. So when he broke the bread, now these days Pope Francis gave a teaching on how to break the bread, teaching the students, I mean the young people. Now today, they are in Vatican, there are lots of people on Wednesday and Sunday. So the Pope says, when Jesus broke the bread, that means we have to share our life. When you receive Holy Communion, if you close yourself, this is not the way. Although you observe all the rites, amen, consume, this is not the best thing. The best thing, you keep his life as your life. What St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in you. So whatever you do, in his name. And that's how we share life. And this is what Jesus expects us on earth today, that we say our yes moment by moment to the will of God the Father. It's not easy. Jesus himself, at the last moment in Gethsemane, praying hard, but still, he said, Father, can you leave this cup away from me? But he said, it's not according to my will, but your will. So we have to love in a way, unconditionally, in a way being the first one to love, then also moment by moment, say out yes to the will of God the Father. The will of God the Father only lived in every present moment. Past, Jesus doesn't care. I mean, he doesn't care, but if you have a contrite heart, forgiven. Future, he said, don't worry so much things about future. Jesus warned us. Important is to live every present moment, because only the present moment we can do the will of God. Also in the present moment, when we love, then the presence of Jesus is strong. Jesus promised, no? St. Matthew chapter 18 verse 20, the two or three are united in my name, that means love one another, I am in the midst. So when we share this mutual love together, there's a presence. So any time when you wholeheartedly to listen, wholeheartedly to teach, there's a point the Holy Spirit comes in. So maybe at times you don't understand something, but with your love, this moment, you listen. When you listen, you still think about other things, you're not listening. Listen, you have to break yourself only to do the will of God. The will of God at this moment, I speak, you listen. That's all. All the rest. Many times we are disturbed by things of the past and the future, and we don't live well the present moment. So the past never come back. Future, not necessary in your hand. Remember Jesus once gave an example. A man that year, fruitful harvest, and so okay, I can rest for the rest of the year. What Jesus comment? Stupid fellow. Tonight, God will call you back, and then you think tomorrow you will enjoy. So it's important to live well every present moment. I like Mother Teresa gave us priests, especially in the sacristy, written big words. Say your mass, that's Mother Teresa says. Say your mass, and if the first mass, your first mass, your last mass, your unique mass, then full attention. So beautiful. So I invite all of you today in the mass, as if the first time and the last time and the only time you sing. With that heart, things will not be repeated. If you do it casually, you don't bring joy to Jesus. If you give Jesus the honor, you have the peace. So let us this afternoon, we say our prayer as if the first time you attend Mass, or the last time you attend Mass, or the unique time attend the Mass. So they pray for one another. So our life, we always be present in the will of God the Father.